Hello, Henry.
Hello. Okay. How are things?
Not bad at all. Okay. Henry, your play, The Locker Room, is being put on in the Sean O'Casey Theatre Wednesday, the 11th of Saturday. The 11th of September, rather. That's a Saturday, the 11th of September.
Yeah, we went Wednesday the 11th to Saturday the 14th.
Is it? Wednesday the 11th to Saturday the 14th. Okay.
At 8 o'clock each night.
Okay. Okay. Great stuff. Listen, tell us a little about your background, Henry, before we talk about the play.
Okay, well, I was born in Bolton Street in Dublin 60 years ago. So I worked for many years with the Electricity Supply Board. And then I moved off, went teaching, and now I work for another company now looking after property and services. But I've been writing plays for quite a number of years. I cut my teeth with the late Kay Farrell in the Whitehall Launch Arts Group. And then we won the PJ O'Connor Radio Drama Award twice. And then through Kay, then I met some great actors and people in theatre. And I've continued to work on that, both radio and stage, ever since.
Yeah, and you've also you've written novels as well, isn't that right?
Yeah, I published a novel, Beyond Pulditch Gates, and it's basically the story of a fictional power station from 1958 when it was constructed up to 1983 when it closed, and that was published by Wolfhound Press. And then in 2007 a French publisher picked it up, and it was published in Paris in 2007.
Right, and you've written a second novel called, I don't know how do you pronounce it, is it T or Taya?
Just T. It's an experimental novel, and I finished that, and I'm looking for a publisher for that at the moment.
Okay, and you're working on a children's novel as well, I see, at the moment, too.
Yeah, at the moment, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Right, well, The Locker Room, the first version was in 1992, and it was set in a Dublin factory against the background of the 1983 abortion referendum, mass immigration,
right,
and the dire economic situation of that time. And it was presented at the New Gasworks Theatre in Dunleary, isn't that right?
Yeah, that was an old convent in Dunleary that had been closed down, and we literally converted the church there into a theatre, and we did a production there. It was directed by Paul Walker, and we had Honor Heffernan and Stuart Dunn, that people might remember as Billy in Fair City.
All right,
and a number of other well-known actors. So it was quite a challenge to do it. We put it on, and then it was my 60th birthday recently, and reckoned I didn't want a party, but to mark the occasion, I wanted to put on one of my plays. And I looked back through the old scripts, and I picked up the Locker Room play, which I did in 1992. And as I read through the script, I began to realise that in 30 years, nothing has changed. So I've updated the play now so that the nephew of one of the people who worked in the factory in 1983 comes back. It's the night before the factory is to be demolished. And his idea is just to read a diary that one of the men kept, just as a kind of a tribute to the people. But as he reads the diary, the audience will be brought back to 1983. So as he's reading the diary, the action of 1983 is happening on the stage, you know?
Yeah, okay, sounds very interesting. Like we said earlier, my gaffe was that it's on the Saturday the 14th. It's actually running from Wednesday the 11th to Saturday the 14th of September in the Sean O'Casey Theatre.
And you can book tickets there on 850-9000.
Okay, what sort of prices are we looking at for tickets?
And €10.
That's not too bad at all, given the...
That's not too bad at all.
Circumstances we find ourselves in economically in the country. Today, have you had work produced in the Sean O'Casey before, Henry?
No, this will be a first time, and the production has been taken up by City Limits Production. They're a well-known group. They've been working for years, and the play is being directed by Bernadette Ford, and Bernadette's a very experienced director. And I must say, the cast are putting their heart and soul into it, you know, so it's great if we get a good turnout to the play, you know.
Hopefully.
In fact, one of the cast was in hospital, and when Bernadette went up to visit him, he had a script with him. So that's the kind of dedication.
Yeah, that's
got,
commitment,
you know?
All right, isn't it, really? Yeah.
And these are all amateurs as well, too, you know what I mean? When I said, but they're only amateur in name, they're really, really professional in the way they're going at it, you know?
Yeah, well, we see that a lot of the time with amateur drama groups, too. They really do put an awful lot of hard work into what they're doing, and the finished product is usually on par with professionals. The standards are just as professional, really, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, well, Henry, I don't know whether we can say much more on the subject, unless you want to give another plug and just give out the phone number again where people can access the tickets.
Well, there we go. I think this play would be of great interest to people who are what I call real working class people, people who go out and work and who've worked in the industry, and they'll recognise a number of the characters. We've got three lads in the locker room. We've got Petal and Harpo and Splinters, who are lads who work in the room. We've got Gussie, who's a supervisor, who thinks he's a manager. And we've got two very strong female characters who play with two wonderful actresses as well. So I think anyone who's worked in the industry, and particularly around that area, would be interested in it. And it's also local drama produced by local people, you know.
Yeah, how many?
So again, it's the 11th, Wednesday the 11th to Saturday the 14th. It's at 8 o'clock each night. And you can book tickets directly from the Sean O'Casey at 850-9000.
Okay, listen, the best of luck with it, Henry. And
great, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.